I'm on your head, nigga.
We're recording. We're recording now, Sam. Please act civil.
No,
here we go. Remember, we're PG-13, all right?
Man, fuck I'm on your ass, nigga.
You on my ass? Oh, he heard him, right? He on my ass. He want to beat on my ass. All right.
Come on, niggas.
Yo, it's a brand new edition of Afro Anime. It's your boy, one and only RTJ, here with Ice Trey, Mo, and Sam Savage. And we are here to talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy. First off, how my boys doing, though? How y'all doing? What's up?
Nigga, welcome. Fuck you.
See, I try to be nice to niggas. This is why people don't move forward. We just stay. I see why Aaron got a point, bro. Aaron might be spitting. People don't want to move forward. They just want to stay where they at. So I'm fine. I'm fine with y'all just dying. Whatever.
Yeah, that's the. I ain't mad at you, but go ahead, Kay. Go ahead, Kay.
It is currently 9:56 at May 12th. The Knicks are down by 5, and it is going to be a long offseason if they lose this game. But Trey, how you doing today, bro?
Chilling. That's all I got.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No flavor. That's it. Just chilling.
I'm tired. You were supposed to pod 3 hours ago.
Yes. I know. Trey, move the mic from your mouth a little bit. You sound a little deep. Yeah, it is. We were supposed to pod 3 hours ago, but a certain someone said 7:30, and then it turned into 8:30, 9:30. Now it's 9:57.
Someone had to get a plate of food.
7:30 West Coast time.
That's crazy, West Coast. Well, I was trying to. I thought I was going to be able to eat because I thought we were going to pod at 7:30 and be done by like 9. But dumbass decided, you know, I'm gonna go hit traffic and stay in traffic and do all this other shit with your fake ass Dominic Toretto chain. All right, let's get on.
Our fault. Family, nigga.
I hate y'all.
Mo, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm good. You know, I looked at the last episode we put out, man. I'm proud of us, man. We hit that 100 mark, man.
Yes, that's last episode is currently at, last time I checked was yesterday, was 109 views. So thank y'all for tuning in to that and clicking. Now I need y'all to do one more thing. Actually, two more things. Actually, no, I take that back. It's three more things. No, I'm going to keep at it. It's four more things. I got four more things I need y'all to do. I need y'all to go hit that like button on last of this video. I need y'all to hit the like button for this video. No, that's still part of one. Put your finger down. Two.
Part one, part two.
Hey, if Attack on Titan do it, I could do it.
This nigga can't count. This nigga cannot count.
I hate that nigga.
You
so
can't,
much.
And you can't show up to anything on time.
I gotta be fashionably late.
Okay,
you're not even fashion. All right. With your 3XL shirt on. All right, let's go.
Oh my god! I don't wear big T-shirts.
Yeah, that beater kind of tight, bro. You good?
Yeah, I'm about to say like he's wearing small ass T-shirts.
I like this beater, bro. It's a nice joint.
We got the same beater on. Lost. Anyway.
You know, let's do an episode with our beaters on, bro. I can take my shirt off.
What is happening? Go ahead. Jesus Christ. This is nuts.
Okay. Where was that? Oh, yeah. Hit that like button.
This nigga done turned into shirts and skins, bro. This nigga nasty.
You don't want to wear a beater like to every episode so far, bro.
Beater every day.
Why can't you just put on a shirt?
Anyway, Sam, hey, how you doing?
Fuck him. We are. I asked him originally. He said, fuck you. And I'm like, all right, no. He said, fuck me. So now I was like, cool. So now it's a problem. No, we're going to keep it moving.
Fuck you.
You see? All right. See, if I mute his ass, I'm going to be the bad guy.
It's a lot of tension.
It is a lot of tension going on. Anyway,
you should limit the cursing, though.
Why?
I would say just try to.
Aren't you trying to make something of your life, Josh? Come on now.
You're right. I don't want to get hit with a "this is you" moment. So,
yeah, this is a PJ Afro Anime podcast.
Yeah,
we keep things PG.
Anyway, unlike the other PG in LA, but anyway,
that's crazy.
Anyway, we're not talking basketball right now.
The Knicks down 3. So anyway, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, go to the Twitter, hit that follow button on the Twitter, go to the Instagram, hit that follow button on the Instagram, and those are the four things I need y'all to do every episode. So without further ado, let's talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's talk about that man James Gunn. Let's talk about Marvel's best trilogy. Let's get into it.
Oh, you got you hitting it kind of fast, brother. Hold on now.
Do we have anything else we want to talk? Oh, wait. Actually, no, hold on. Look, me and you, bro. Me and you, Mo. We on Tears of the Kingdom. How you enjoying your experience right now?
Hey, nigga. We link niggas up, nigga. We linking up. Hey,
link.
So we up. Link. We up, nigga.
Link, nigga.
Also, that shorty Zelda just be out there doing nothing. I don't know what the fuck she be out here doing. Respectfully.
Nigga, wait. One nigga said Princess Peach would never. I'm like, no, Princess Peach, exactly. She just fell to her doom. I gotta go save her. I gotta go save her again.
Why I gotta keep finding her and save her? Like, come on, bro. You're supposed to be powerful,
bro,
too.
I just, like, bro, like, I had all my hearts and all my hearts are gone. I'm like, yo, what the hell, dog?
Didn't Peach just get kidnapped by the same dragon turtle every single time?
Yes. And Princess Zelda, you get kidnapped by the same. Yeah, I can tell you what Ganondorf looked up. Ganondorf looked up, bro. That nigga looked like a zombie. That nigga popped up like a zombie on real shit.
Who is it? Whoever it is, look tough. I don't know if it's Ganon for sure.
That's Ganon, bro. I could tell by his hair that was Ganon.
I know. It's just there's been like theories floating around that it could be somebody else. So I don't want to spoil myself. It's probably Ganon, but I just don't want to like spoil myself if it's like
I don't Okay. I don't understand why people buy a $70 game only to beat it like in an hour and a half. A speed run, like I'm like
you're not gonna beat that game in an hour. There's so much shit to do in that
game. No, they have though. I know I'm talking about the main storyline, that's the thing.
Yeah. But like there's still so much more shit to do in that game you don't understand. Like this map is already like bigger than Breath of the Wild.
Huge. Like, dog, huge. Yeah. Like, I'm barely at the third temple. I'm starting to cook meals and shit, dog. All right. Anyway, y'all want to get into that Marvel? Y'all want to get into them Guardians?
Hey, man. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Where y'all want to start? All right. So, squad last week saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. We start from start to finish. It was a banger. That's enough said. You know, I take that back. It was a AAA banger. Banger, banger, banger. And now we have some questions that need to be had. This was the final chapter in the Guardians. James Gunn final. No, it is. It is. Most of them niggas are done. They all headed out.
And spoiler, they said.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. This is going to be spoilers. I don't think Star-Lord's going to have any kind of role, honestly.
Mega TV show.
And nobody's going to watch it.
That nigga did not need a TV show, bro.
Hey, it looked like he ain't going to have no writers on that TV show the way it's looking.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Ayo. Pay them writers, bro. Them niggas earn their money.
Pay them writers. Definitely real shit. Because I heard somebody say, like, some writers making, like, 99 cents. I don't know, like, a 99 cents a word or a dollar a word or some shit. I'm like, that's all y'all make? That cannot be true, bro. Y'all get y'all money, bro. Writers deserve
a lot of words in that script, though.
That's still not enough money. Like, a dollar a word? Like, the fuck? That's not enough.
Dollar a word performed or just a dollar a word written?
Dollar word written. What is up with your mic, bro?
I thought it was a little bit close.
There you go. You sound better now.
That's much better. Like a dollar word, like written. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've heard. But I'm not a writer. I don't personally. I think I know a writer, but he said now they are vastly underpaid compared to other people. And honestly, I believe it too because them niggas be writing some banger ass line. The actors bring it to life, but that line is nothing without the writer. So.
You spit it.
Hey, I always do. You just gotta listen.
Spit it. And plus, I'm gonna need that Last of Us season 2.
I need Elementary season 3, my G, or season 4, whatever season we on.
I need Stranger Things for now.
I need Daredevil to come back. Fuck.
You pushed it.
Daredevil?
Stranger Things and the Last of Us. That's all we need.
Yeah. So Daredevil with the cast coming back.
Sorry, Daredevil, I can't see it. Next.
That pun sucked.
I see what he did. That pun sucked. I didn't like it.
Tomato.
Steven wonder about that coming after you, nigga. Keep playing.
I don't know. He need to after he get done his concert, so he need to stop singing too, by the way. Yeah, it's
saying, Last of Us, they need to get this shit in order.
Nigga, you're not even gonna see what you need to see till season 3, so
it don't matter.
Anyway, it's not just Daredevil. Like a lot of the superhero shit got put on pause. Like Blade, but Mashallah Ali now put on pause again too because of the writer shit. So I can't see my man Blade. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. You'll be okay. Dog, Mashallah Ali is Blade. What? Am I the only one that's excited?
Wait, what? Really?
Yes, he's Blade.
What's his name?
Mashallah Ali, the dude who played Cottonmouth in Luke Cage.
Yeah, yeah, he played.
He's
yeah.
Blade. He had a line in an Eternals movie at the secret ending, and he's projected he's Blade. So people are super excited because they said that the main villain could be Dracula, and the Dracula could be the my nigga from the Boys, Homelander. So it's like, yo, that's so far fire ass cast. But anyway, yeah, we saw Guardians of the Galaxy. We back. Summer blockbuster starting to kick it started. Next movie probably gonna be Transformers for the squad. Then it's gonna be Spider-Verse.
I'm not seeing Transformers. I'm just gonna let you know right now.
You're not gonna see Transformers? Why not? No. What's wrong with Transformers?
Because I haven't seen the last five.
You don't need to see the last five at all. Bam. You don't need to.
Right. Okay. So for sure.
Why not go see it?
Because I don't want to. Like, what else do you want from me?
You gotta start somewhere, Trayvon.
I'd rather you just say you don't want to. I wouldn't have been mad.
I said I didn't want to. Did I not say that?
No. But you gotta start somewhere. You said it last. That's the thing. You didn't start with that.
But this is a new generation. Like, this is newly
started. Sam, you're not gonna convince me. I don't want to see it.
Why do we try to convince Trayvon anything?
Well, isn't it really an old generation? Because, like, in the past, but
not. Anyway. It's okay. It's quick sidebar. It's the sequel to the Bumblebee film, but it's the fans like it more because it's more. It's like G1. It's like Generation One look. So this that's one, it is what it is. But you gotta be a Transformer fan to really like. And I'm a diehard Transformers fan. So after that, you know, Spider-Verse tickets are on sale. Go pick up your Spider-Verse tickets because the squad will be there. And actually, you know, we head into a convention too. We had in the Blur Bash. So if you're in the Philly tri-state area. You didn't get your ticket, dumbass. I know you didn't.
Send me the link.
I'm not sending you no link.
I'm not sending the link. Google it. Google it. It's Googleable. It's Blur Bash. It's Googleable.
It's Blur Bash.
It's Googleable.
It's Googleable because I'm not done with this shit. We sent this nigga the link twice. Anyway. Oh, fuck. That's over. They lost. They down 7. Fuck.
It's okay. No one cares, truly.
Them niggas cooked. Rest in peace, Knicks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Dang.
Cancun.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
Overall consensus. Well, do you want to start a consensus on Guardians of the Galaxy and then go through it? Or
Yeah, we can start with that. You know, how we all enjoy the film. Obviously, I thought best Guardians of the Galaxy film. Arguably the best Marvel film since the start of this phase. Actually, no, I take that back. It is the best Marvel film since the start of this phase. And the Marvel film had nothing to do with the phase at all. This was just the conclusion to the story of the characters. Gave me a movie better than Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 right now of the phase.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just thinking.
I'm talking to Trayvon because I see his face.
No. I tried, but I can't.
The only one that can probably put up a fight is Spider-Man. No way.
No, I knew he was gonna say that.
The closest one is the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Hell no.
That's the closest.
Over Guardian? No!
I'm not saying over, but I'm saying that's the closest thing to it.
Closest, yeah.
No Way Home was literally just all nostalgia.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's
a little bit of Doctor Strange.
So hold on. So nostalgic still can't be a great movie?
It was. It can be, but I don't think it was like all that. But I mean, I enjoyed it though.
I thought it was an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. No Way Home. Because out of this phase, let's keep it a book. It's been Shang-Chi, Multiverse of Madness, No Way Home, and Guardians of the Galaxy. It's been 4 films.
Yeah, everything else is garbage.
Borderline Ant-Man Quantumania.
No. Mid.
And now, no, that's the thing. That's the best of the mid.
I thought Quantumania was good.
I thought Quantumania, Kang carried.
He did. And then
you're the only
one
that don't like it because you just hate it.
I'm not hating.
And then he carried the case.
Yeah.
He's all
I'm not gonna lie. That don't look like a Sharkboy and Lava Girl movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm not doing this because just check out our Ant-Man Quantumania review if you haven't already. Then you can hear Sam's reaction and wonder why we're tired of hearing it. But outside of that, Black Widow, garbage. Internals, garbage. Thor: Love and Thunder. Garbage. Black Panther, garbage. That's coming from black people. Garbage.
Nah. Only like, one that was really garbage.
No, because black people really, I really feel like black people really are capping for this movie. And I get it. It's a tribute film, but
you're doing a lot of generalization.
No, from what I No. From what I heard, saw on the timeline, they was like, "Oh my god, this is going to the greatest movies ever! Oh my god, oh my god!" I'm like, "Dog, I'm watching this shit." I'm like, "What Black Panther movie are y'all watching?" Because I want to watch the movie y'all watching. Because the movie I'm watching ain't all that. Unless y'all watching Black Panther 1 and then we'll watch Black Panther 2 to say it's a great film, that don't count. You gotta watch Black Panther 2 by itself, and Black Panther 2 by itself is garbage. The only cool thing about everything about Black Panther 2 was good was about the setup to the MCU in Namor. That was it. Everything else, I don't give a fuck.
No, the best part about Black Panther 2 was Namor, not the black people.
I say I take that back. Lupita was actually the best thing about Black Panther.
Wait.
Oh, Lupita.
Lupita in that song too. Lupita in that Conla Brusca song.
Bro, that song is fire.
That was the only thing good about Black Panther.
Bro, give me Lupita all day though.
Yeah. Like niggas saying,
"Oh, you got it. You got it, King. You got it."
Hey, Janelle Monae, bro.
This brother starving.
But this stuff,
I don't. Y'all can say what y'all want. We all saw the video, bro.
Hey, bro. There's proof out there.
The proof is in the pudding. It was good choreography.
I'm not saying anything else. They talking.
Anyway, bet the Guardians of the Galaxy. I ain't gonna lie, brother. At the end of that shit, I was like, oh yeah, that shit's a banger. Yeah, that shit's absolutely a banger.
I called it a banger, but nobody wanted to believe me. But
how you gonna call something a banger before we see it?
Because yeah, I got it because it's a gut feeling. You believe, bro. It's called belief.
Yeah. How many times you say that about other movies and then you're like, yeah, that shit ass.
How many times you say that about the Knicks?
I've never said that about the Knicks. That's the thing. That about the Knicks. I was legit shocked these niggas made it to the second round, bro. I was saying, they down 2-0. Fuck.
I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it back to the Knicks, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get. But it's called belief, bro. Sometimes you got a good feeling it's going to be a good movie. Like, I truly believe the next Spider-Verse movie is going to be probably arguably one of the best Spider-Man films of all time.
Are you talking about Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes. The way people are talking about it, the way the artists and writers and all that are saying, like, yo, this is kind of like our Empire Strikes Back. And I know you're not a Star Wars fan and all that, but Empire Strikes Back is like one of the greatest movies ever because that shit, when people use that phrase, it's like, oh, it's kind of like the, oh, it's about to go down type shit. It's about to go down. So seeing the trailers, like, oh, it's really Miles against all these other Spider-Men. And you got this nigga from the future, 2099 Spider-Man, choke slamming a nigga. You can't fail, bro. You can't drop the ball.
It sounds like you're the perfect person to market to because you really believe in it.
I am. Like, no, I actually, we had this conversation. I'm not an idea guy. I'm the one that pushes the idea.
So marketing it anyway.
Yeah. This is actually a good conversation because what do you think is more important? The person who could come up with the idea or the person who can market the idea?
I think it's very important. The person that comes with the idea.
But the person who could come up there is not always the marketer. They can't push it. You could come up with an idea, but you can't push it. You need somebody that can push it.
I mean, you're presenting two halves of a whole. Like, it's not.
A conversation. I'm not trying to have an argument. I'm trying to have a discussion. That's why people sometimes say you need the person that can push it because you could always come up with the idea. But without the person who can market and push it, the idea is just that. It's an idea.
Yeah, but some ideas can be difficult to come by.
But the person who can market can, they just know how to sell, bro.
The marketer wouldn't be there without the idea.
You're right, too. You got a point.
But no.
Look, the marketer doesn't always need the idea guy. Because if the marketer can market, I could go find somebody else and market.
Let's go back to what we were talking about, though, in terms of marketing. You just said you believed in the idea, right?
Yes.
Literally just an idea. We haven't even seen the movie. We've only seen.
I believe that the movie is going to be great.
Okay.
Well. And I'm not the only one. That's the thing. Like you'll meet people who haven't seen any of the movies, who hasn't seen the movie yet, who doesn't know anything. Only could go by the trailers and say like, yo, this shit gonna be a banger though.
Yeah, but if he did that, every Transformer movie would be an A+ movie.
No, that's not. I've never said that. I've only after. No,
I'm just saying. If you base it off the trailer.
No. I know what you're saying too, but I could tell after I saw. The fifth one, like, I don't give a shit. It's gonna be ass. It looks great, but it's gonna be ass.
No,
I know
Michael be Bay ass. Make them trailers look crazy, bro.
But that's the thing. When you figure out the plan of somebody, like a Michael Bay can make any movie look great by the trailer alone. Like that one shit he did with the ambulance shit looked good. Then you go see it's like, all right, this is all right. But could people figured out how Michael Bay works? He done it so many times. He hasn't really delivered on a great film in so long that, dog, you can market the trailer all you want. Niggas gonna know this movie probably gonna be mid.
But what's your point in that?
And I don't get the point.
You trying to say the trailer look good, the movie gonna therefore look good, be good.
It's either or.
The Black Panther 2 trailer looked good.
We all thought it was gonna be good, and then we fell for it and said
it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, that shit was trash.
Yes, Trayvon. That shit, that niggas talked like that shit was a 10 out of 10. That shit was like a 6. That shit was a 6 out of 7 out of 10, bro.
Brother, you're presenting it like it was Thor.
No, Thor was not. No, I'm not presenting it like it's Thor. Thor was
like a 3, bro. That shit was from Disney Channel.
No, that Thor was literally a 0 out of 10. Wanted to walk out of the theater when I watched that shit. And the only reason I stayed because I was with y'all niggas and we had to talk about. If I was by myself, I really would have just got up and just walked out of that bitch. Because I've done that shit to trash ass movies, bro. And that shit was trash.
I don't hate Thor as much as y'all do, but it is still
What do you not hate about Thor? About the latest Thor Love and Thunder. What do you not hate?
I mean, I enjoy some parts of the humor at times. And stuff with like the hammer and the hammer like constantly creeping up to that nigga's side.
That's fair.
I feel like it was that was the only.
It was still not a good movie though. I can be like, yeah, this wasn't a good movie, but I can also be like, yeah, I don't hate it as much as y'all do. But, you know,
nah, Black Widow too. That wasn't good.
Black Widow was a terrible movie too, and I know niggas who defend it think that was a good film.
No, it wasn't. I got an announcement to make.
What's the announcement?
Y'all smell that?
Shut up. Shut up.
That's that Knicks pack, nigga. Ooh, Knicks Nation, brother. Knicks Nation, brother.
Okay. 92-66, 4-2. Bing bong. Bing bong, nigga, going to Cancun.
What the niggas there?
At the end of the day, I'm proud of my team. Nobody expected us to make it to the second round. We did. Unlike some certain team from LA who was projected to go to the conference finals and finals every year. But certain needs go give out because they kind of carry. But
hey, don't worry, brother. Jalen Brunson is going to be cooking this season, so that nigga out there playing 45 minutes.
Kawhi Leonard might need to get some Terminator. He might need to get that surgery, bro, for his knees.
Hey, don't worry about us. We good over here.
I'm like, he said, I'm gonna be ready for the season. I'm like,
you can't. Yeah, y'all team was fully healthy when he made it to the second round. Don't talk to me, nigga.
Dog, we weren't projected to make it to the playoffs. Y'all team be healthy every year and don't make it anywhere. Yo, they play.
Nigga.
They play.
Y'all lost to an AFC, nigga.
And y'all.
Okay, can we talk about
Leonard? Kawhi Leonard goes on a court, sprains his fingers, his entire body got to shut down. He got to immediately get rested.
So. All right, we're done.
Hey, can we talk about Guardians?
Yes. What did y'all think about Guardians of the Galaxy?
I already said my piece. I'll let Trayvon Sam say the piece if we could get more in depth with it for sure.
What did you say your piece about?
I
didn't even hear
that. I said it was the grade A. Like I enjoyed that shit.
Honestly. Okay, Trayvon.
It was really good. I do remember you saying that I think you said it was the second best because you said that the second one was your favorite.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Everyone before I saw it, number two was my best. It was like top five Marvel film. It was also my best Guardians film. But after three, like, oh no, three was like really that shit. Like I went back to go watch three, some of the scenes in three on from somebody recording it in the fucking theater. Like that hallway scene is still like top tier, best hallway fight scene in probably in superhero fight right now. So three is truly the benchmark of Marvel films. Behind Endgame and Infinity War, arguably. And behind Infinity War, like it three shot up to like a top five, top 10 Marvel film easily.
Sam, what do you think about it? This just like a general.
We're gonna come back to that too, Trayvon.
Top 10 for sure. Go ahead, Sam.
Wait, we'll come back to it. Talk to Sam.
I'm gonna just say it was good. I'm not gonna lie. At some points, I forgot what the main plot was going on, and I was like.
Oh my god! This nigga
Why do we bring him to the movie?
But then it was still just a good ride. You know what I'm saying? Like it was still enjoyable. And then like, and I was like, oh yeah, we are worried about saving this raccoon. And I was like, I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, other shit was going on, but it was entertaining and it was still good. And I was like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was actually decent. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it.
Go ahead.
I'm not really the biggest fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I think they honestly just okay.
But hater.
I'm not hating. But I enjoyed 3. Honestly, I enjoyed it.
This is also James Gunn's last film, so you're probably not going to see a film like this ever again from Marvel.
Last Marvel film.
You're right. Let me add the content. Last Marvel film. So DC. See, like, niggas don't realize James Gunn is really, like, the backbone of Marvel. He was carrying that franchise for a little
bit. Yeah, and I think people don't understand that the I think it's the Russo brothers.
The Russo brothers and James Gunn and Ryan Coogler.
Well, the Russo brothers, they, like, fucked up that nigga James Gunn storyline because they killed Dolph Gamora. So James Gunn had to be like, abracadabra, okay, this is what we're going to do. And he still ended up making it in a really, like, good film.
Dog.
So the fact that he was able to do that, chef's kiss.
Dog, hold up. Dog, he said he came up with this plot line of the Infinity Stones, like, in 9 minutes. Like, I, this is all I got right here. In the first film, he came up with the plot line like in 9 minutes. Now, granted, he got like a bunch of source material since the Infinity Stones, but he said he just changed up some little shit, called it this, called it that, and like, all right, here we go. 9 minutes. There we go. Here's the plot line for the entire story.
But
and for the entire universe.
Yeah, but like get into a movie, like legit when it first started. What I did appreciate, and it was like something I kind of forgot, was like the fact that Gamora did die. Or whatever and stuff, and I like kind of forget how she was killed by Thanos, right?
She got thrown off the cliff.
Thrown off the ledge, bro.
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah. So I like Loki forgot she was dead, but she like a different version of her, I guess. From
that's the past version of her.
Yeah. So a different version of her back in time, I guess. That makes sense. But I forgot she was dead and stuff. Yeah. But I forgot she was dead and stuff. But it was nice. It was. Interesting seeing how like that affected at least Peter. So that was like his lover and stuff, and it wasn't it wasn't something that was just brushed off.
Yeah.
Like, just like nothing or whatever. There were like consequences to that. So we got to see that and all that stuff. And we, you know, a lot of it was like definitely like focused on Rocket. And I felt like a lot of people felt this way that something was about to happen to that nigga Rocket, you know? It was they were just like feeling you, this is how he lived. He's about to die.
It was a lot of theories around who was going to die because everybody figured like somebody's going to die. Shit, you had me thinking Star Lord was going to die at the end too. So
yeah, it was a lot of crazy teas that happened. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know, bro. Like, I didn't think that he could get revived. I guess like once he like froze up in space, but the longer that he was in space, the more I'm like. Yeah, Adam Warlock is still like there. So like, yeah, of course he's gonna get saved.
Who's mad? OP Loki. This nigga was just moving. Yeah. But
bro, his forehead creeped.
Yeah.
My fault.
I'll be too. I was about to make a joke. But I guess next thing I want to talk about was a lot of people brought this up was Marvel's beginning woke, and they're saying this is not a woke film. And I'm like, it's not a woke film, but there are elements to this that they want you to pay attention to. I think
it's a Peter film.
Yes, it's with the animal rights shit. Like animals do get experimented on and shit like that. And there's this one dude that I follow on YouTube who used to do like he does trailer reactions and reviews and shit.
I know you're talking about that nigga a clown now.
Yeah, he is a clown. I stopped following him because he became a clown. I used to fuck with him heavy, but I'm like, nah, this is not a big deal, bro. This is not a big deal. But people made a big deal that Marvel's not doing. See, this is what happened. You don't do a woke film. I'm like, it's not about being woke. It's about highlighting certain shit in the real world. And animal rights is a serious issue that people don't want to pay attention to or don't want to pay attention to. Like, we just turn a blind eye to it. But that's what Guardians of the Galaxy did, especially with Rocket's story. Also, shout out Guardians of the Galaxy because they officially called him Rocket Raccoon. They never done that till then. They officially named him. He's officially now known as Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, because that nigga ain't know what a raccoon was.
Yeah. Exactly. Then also there was a lot of things I like to take away. The costume designs of the classic blue outfits, fire. High Evolutionary. I don't know the actor's name by heart, but he killed his role, which also sparked another debate, which we guess we could go into right now. Who was better? Who was better, Kang the Conqueror or High Evolutionary?
Evolutionary. It's not close. No.
It's don't not. Do that. It's not Evolutionary, Sam.
No, it's not.
All right, Kang didn't hit for me, bro.
It's not even Kang because it's a tie right now. It's only one film. Well, I'm leaning towards Kang though.
Kang. All right, yeah, that's what I thought.
The only like okay. I'm leaning towards Kang audience only because Kang's coming back, so I'm going to see more Kang. High Evolutionary, that, and don't get me wrong, High Evolutionary killed his High Evolutionary smoked his role being a mad scientist, being a psychotic, sociopathic. I can't even think of anything else at that sociopathic, narcissistic. I guess. I mean, this dude really like killed Rocket's girl in front of him. Then blew up a whole planet that he made look like Earth because niggas were drug dealing and beating the shit out of each other, yeah. Which was also a crazy scene when that dude got ran a lick on upon him.
Bro, did he like furries? Like, was the context?
High Evolutionary from the comics.
He was trying to create a superior species.
Exactly. So in the comics, I know
superior.
Animals.
Well, some people look at the last species you had, they were humans. They were like human kids.
Yeah, they were like a mixture of human and animals.
Oh, so
were they?
That's why. The species that we saw on Counter Earth were obviously animals. And to some eyes, that animal, some people look at animals are the superior species. So the second second race that he created for the Counter Earth was like the human animal hybrid. So in the comics, High Evolutionary is known to mess with a lot of animals. Like, he makes animal soldiers and shit like that. I've seen him a couple times in comics. I know him briefly in a Spider-Man show called Spider-Man Unlimited, but he does the same exact thing. Like, he turns animals into like these super soldier type shits and proves that they're better than humans. So I guess he does got a furry kink, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely.
I'm not one. I don't know the man personally, so I'm not one to speak on it.
Isn't he like
you don't know him personally?
I don't know him personally, so I'm not gonna speak on it. I don't judge.
Isn't he like an elder too, or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know if he's an elder in terms of the like God status, but they called him God in the movie and comic because he has created a bunch of races. So I think he's one of those people that are like looked at as God, but not technically God.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, in the movie, I liked how to highlight that Rocket is like a super genius because people be sleeping on that nigga, yo. That nigga is a super genius. That nigga made a key card out of scrap metals. He said, "Shink."
Brother started looting his own cage. Like, all right, I gotta get up out of here.
Yeah, that's what
he did. It wasn't even like, I don't even think necessarily a key card. I think it was more so like a disruptor.
Yeah.
Was it a disruptor? I thought it was a
key card. It was a key card, but I think what it did wasn't necessarily unlock the gate. I think what it did is like fuck up the system.
Okay.
I
think it did both fuck up the system and unlock the gate.
Unlocked the gate via fucking up the system. There's something. That's just how I viewed it. But regardless, still genius.
No, yeah.
And I think it's dope that genius. We saw that introspective on his like character.
Also, let's give other characters a lot of love because it wasn't just focused on Rocket. Rocket might have been the main storyline, but you had a lot of people. Peter, he finally accepted that, you know, it's time for him to go back home. Mantis, it's time for her to go on her own. Drax, it's time for him to be the father instead of the destroyer. Nebula, it's time to, I guess, be a leader because she was kind of looked at as the leader of the team even when Peter was doing his own shit. But Gamora realized, like, yo, I'm not that Gamora. Y'all not my family, but I still fuck with y'all. But I gotta go over here with my own family blood. So there's that.
I think Nebula's thing. I think leader is definitely one of them, but was like more sort of like leading the community.
Yeah, that's basically leader
and love and love and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But not it highlighted a lot of the character flaws, which has really been the theme of Guardians of the Galaxy since the first one, where you saw a bunch of strangers and misfits become a family. Volume 2 was about the struggles of the family, and Volume 3 became it's time to move on, but we're still family, but it's just time to go our separate ways. So you saw that, which I also loved it. So they told family, it told a family story better than Vin Diesel could.
Well, that's crazy.
Okay, Well, Fast and Furious is different because Fast and Furious is like One Piece, you know?
No, that's not One Piece, bro. This shit been going.
Hey, speaking of One Piece, I'm officially a One Piecer, guys. I'm on episode 3.
You don't have to say that out loud, bro.
They just got my nigga Zoro out of Navy prison.
Hey, Sam. Haven't you finished? Go finish Cowboy Bebop, bro. Go finish that.
Bro, I told you. That's a good night story, bro.
Not a good night story, bro. It's actually a phenomenal anime if you watch it.
Are you caught up on anything, Sam?
Yes.
What?
He caught up on Hell's Paradise.
I'm like so much behind on Hell's Paradise. I'm caught up on Vinland Demon Slayer.
Why are you taking pauses after each one? That's why I don't believe you.
I had to think.
Also, Hell's Paradise, that last episode.
Chill.
I've read the manga. After like the fourth episode, I read the manga. I was like, oh, this shit. It's all gas, no brakes. It's all gas, no brakes, literally. But
I like Demon Slayer right now because the Blicky style going crazy. And
That nigga, I don't know if he's using a gun anymore.
You'll find out Sunday what he is.
What is he, Josh? He a hybrid?
I can't tell you.
That man a furry, bro. Crazy.
Stop.
Let's just say he got it in him.
See? Dog? He got the dog in him, nigga.
No way!
Yeah,
why would you say that?
But that's not a spoiler, because actually... No, why would you say that? That's not a spoiler, because the thing is... You have no idea what I actually mean. And Josh knows exactly what I mean.
I know what you mean.
It's really not a spoiler.
You give Trayvon too much. You don't give Trayvon enough credit.
You would never literally guess by what I meant by what I said.
Nah, Mo. I know you figured it out, too.
It's bro. Not. That's Trayvon crazy. Pays attention. That's the thing, Sam.
I guarantee Trayvon has not figured it out.
He a vampire, right?
No, he a werewolf. He's not.
See, told you, Josh.
He's not that. No? Trayvon fucking with you. That's the thing.
No, that's what I said. You're not gonna figure it out.
But he got demon in him.
You'll figure it out when you figure it out.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. But he definitely a vampire. That nigga is definitely a vampire. I'm telling you.
He's not a vampire.
There's no vampires in the show,
dumbass. This is not Castlevania.
Nigga, the vampires are the demons.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
They all right, whatever. Where are we moving on to? Where are we? Stone Guardians against. All right. Yeah. Now, next question. We talked about Kang and High Evolutionary. I'm leaning towards Kang. Trayvon's Kang.
I'm scared. I don't know.
Mo.
High Evolutionary was a demon. I'm not gonna lie to you.
He blew up a whole war.
He got did you see how efficient that jumping was? That was
crazy. Yo, what Mo say? He ran a train. He was on a train on that nigga.
Oh, everybody got a turn. That was nuts.
I'm gonna give it a High Evolutionary for now. Just because we're basing Kang off the prospect of Kang. Kang didn't actually do anything really in the movie. Like he did things, but like in the movie, like I don't know.
He said
like, we knew what he did in the past. Like he was like, oh yeah, the nigga with the hammer. Oh,
that's why I'm giving it to Kang. That nigga killed all the Avengers.
Yeah, but in the movie,
I'm about to mute you.
Don't mute me. That's nasty work.
Nah, Mo does the movie. Point. I'm not gonna lie.
In the movie though, we visually saw the nigga. We saw the nigga. Wasn't it high intellectual or whatever?
You talking about High Evolutionary?
High Evolutionary. We saw a nigga literally blow up his own planet. He said, "Yeah, that was crazy." He said, "This your ass."
And then they said, "Yo, you lost it. You got to be stopped." That nigga screamed and just unleashed the entire power wave. He unleashed the almighty push on them niggas and eviscerated.
That's the one thing where I'm like, maybe he a little better. Yeah, because one of my things with Kang is that we seen Kang have like these crazy powers, and then it was like time to use them. It's like, oh, I forgot how to use them. I'm gonna get dragged away by ants.
This is why I think the thing is unfair because I saw this on my timeline. This is unfair because at the end of the day, it's one movie to one movie, whereas we're going to see Kang more. That's why it's going to be Kang to me because Kang is coming back. Kang legit said a calamity is coming.
But,
I,
but you're me. They're basing it off his potential, and that's what I'm saying. If I had to just compare movie to movie from what we saw, I would probably give the High Evolutionary just a little bit. Just a.
And then if you want to go movie to movie, then yes, it is High Evolutionary by that.
But I think you're basing it off of King's potential.
I am basing off of King's potential. Because at the end of the day, I mean, again, we don't know. If it's Jonathan Majors, because I heard it might be Dame Idris from Snowfall, bro. If it's Dame Idris, dog, it's a wrap for y'all niggas.
that nigga
gonna King, be like, I built this shit.
Man. That nigga came moving bricks.
That's
brick by brick.
All I'm gonna say is about the High Evolutionary, man.
Captain America.
That nigga is Thor, psychotic.
Black Widow, Black Panther, Black Panther 2. It don't matter.
I'm just saying, that nigga is a mad scientist, and that nigga is psychotic. That's why I like the High Evolutionary. Like, that nigga was unpredictable, and that nigga literally shot a nigga, like, in the, well, shot,
what was she, a mongoose or something?
No, an otter, nigga. God, otter.
I don't know my animal. Just
crazy.
I didn't know my animal.
Nigga said a mongoose.
I don't know my animals. I ain't gonna hold you.
This nigga, bro.
I'm not an animal. Whatever that shit is.
It's okay, bro. We all kidding.
I'm not. I don't give a fuck. She dead. So
don't.
Okay. What you want me to do?
But like, no,
I know what a weasel. I know what the fuck Layla was.
There's a theory that apparently Adam Warlock, his like suit, I think contained the skull of an otter, and I think there's a theory that there might have been a Layla.
Layla. I did see that on timeline. Yeah, I saw that.
It was like crazy. A theory, and I don't know if it's real or not, but apparently the skull resembles the skull of an otter, and it's on like Adam Warlock's like suit.
Yeah. That shit crazy. That's true. No. That's like, that is some fucked up shit.
So that shit might be a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you, cuz.
Yo, James Gunn also. Let's talk about that real quick. James Gunn, final Marvel film.
Let's talk about my nigga Adam Warlock.
Do you want to talk about that?
Come on, man. My man pulled up to the block. So, yo, where that raccoon at, nigga? Be right here.
He put up in the nigga crib, bro. He even asked no questions.
Beat the shit out of Drax.
He said, not.
He said, he was whooping the Guardian's ass, bro.
Josh.
Mink, mink. That's all he was like, mink, mink.
All for that nigga brain, bro. All for this nigga brain.
Yeah.
That nigga put your hollows in the nigga.
That's what I would like. That's a character I would like to see come back as Adam Warlock. That nigga. They might need that nigga anyway, but.
No, is he going to be a part of the new?
We don't know. That's the thing. They haven't really confirmed anything about that.
Yeah, he might be a part of like the new Guardians of the Galaxy, but they might not even get a movie. Like they might just be like done.
They might be like a I can't even think of everybody who gets a movie, but they might, if they come back for Secret Wars, they'll just be there for Secret Wars and they'll just be around. I don't, because I can tell you for a fact that Batista's not coming back. Bradley Cooper's, we don't know. I don't know the status of Gamora's contract. I don't know. I forgot what her name is. The actress.
Zoe Saldana, man. I got you. Don't worry.
Thank you, Zoe. I don't, wait, Zoe, is she Catwoman? Or is that somebody else?
That's Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, okay. I'm getting my
I got you. Don't any black woman.
No, I'm getting my Zoe's mixed up. All right, I make mistakes. No,
it's okay. Okay.
Thank you.
I got the black people on lock. I got you.
I was about to say Halle Berry, nigga. I was like, we talking about Halle Berry, right?
And you talking about me. But we don't know their status. So outside, Dave Bautista is the only one I could tell is done, because he's like, you know, it's crazy how he cleared The Rock, ain't it, Trayvon? It's crazy.
Oh yeah. I've been saying that though. It was one of y'all, it was either you or Trayvon.
No, it was Trayvon. It's only Trayvon I said that. I said Bautista from the get-go.
I don't think that he's done enough different movies to say that yet.
Oh my god. Yes, he has. More than The Rock has.
Way more than The Rock.
That nigga played the same character in every movie.
He's actually, it just been announced, he's gonna be in the next Fast movie. And that shit just turned into three new parts now. It's not even supposed to be two. It just turned into fucking three. So we got Fast 10, Fast 11, and Fast 12.
No, I thought it was done at 10, bro.
No, it's supposed to be done at the 11. Now Vin Diesel said, hey, guess what, guys? We got another one coming at the 11. I'm like, oh, my God.
I think he has a couple serious films, too.
Yo, you think it's 2% or whole? Because they milking that motherfucker crazy.
They milking the fuck out that.
Yo, they milking the fuck out that series.
These niggas about to be on the moon driving, bro.
They were already in space. This nigga invented driving atmosphere. Off. That was space, though. They drove a car into this fucking space.
Bro,
go watch that. If these niggas don't drift on the rings of Saturn, I don't want to hear it.
That's nuts.
Fuck that. They better go drive on a fucking rainbow, bro. Like Mario Kart.
Nigga, if it's not Vin Diesel drifting on that motherfucker, I don't want to hear it.
Rainbow Road, exactly.
They better be on Rainbow Road.
They better be on fucking Rainbow Road at this point. dropping the shells.
That's drift.
Besides, the last great Fast and Furious movie was like Tokyo Drift and Fast
Five. No.
It was definitely five. I remember seeing five, and I was like, I'm not watching.
Okay, hang on. I'm talking like if you were talking about like this concept of Fast and Furious of just street racing, it's Tokyo Drift. Fast Five is where it got extra with all the other shit, but it was doable. It was believable. Now it's like, all right, this is crazy now.
Seven was good though. That was the last one with Paul Walker.
Yeah, seven was the last one with Paul Walker. That's when he drove a fucking car out of a building and crashed into another building.
When was Natalie Emmanuel introduced? That was my favorite too. Anyone that she's in, that's my favorite.
Who's she?
That's the black drone.
Oh,
she got announced in I think it was after no, I think it was seven. She got announced on.
Yeah, no, nah, I like that one. She in eight.
Yeah, she's in eight.
Yeah, she was I after like eight. Paul Walker, yeah.
And
yeah,
she was in like nine, eight. And she's gonna be in ten.
I like nine. I love ten.
Wait, did you even see any of these movies? Or
You think 10 gonna be a great movie without seeing it? Oh, talk about it, bro.
I think they're just immaculate, like cinematography and all that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, My bad.
Just like Janelle Monáe's music video, cinematography.
Brother.
Hey. Anyway, back to Guardians of the Galaxy. Damn, what were we talking about? Fuck. Oh, yeah, James. Well,
I was talking about Adam Warlock, and I was like, that nigga put up on Demon Time.
That nigga whooped they asses. And then they made him like a little bit less useless, but I get it because that ass whooped us. Oh, these niggas ain't beat him. them niggas ain't beat him.
Yeah, he
was beating Drax's ass.
They had to nerf him like a lot in order to just get him down.
Immediately nerfed him.
I mean, do you think he got nerfed though, or do you think he just wasn't? I
was like, isn't that nigga stronger?
No, that's why I said he got nerfed.
You think he got nerfed though? Or do you think he just wasn't necessarily against them at some point?
Well, he was against them in the beginning because he was hunting for Rocket, and that's what he.
Yeah, got. I know.
It was like it's kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh, like the first episode of Yu-Gi-Oh where Yugi used the Exodia, and the next episode they got rid of the Exodia cards because it's like, oh, this shit is too OP, bro. And Adam Warlock beat all of the Guardians' asses in a span of 10 minutes of the movie, and they said,
but after that. After that, they were like looking for them and stuff, but then like,
but he never fought them again because
he wasn't beefing with them because High Evolutionary blew up the planet and killed his mom.
Yeah,
so he stopped beefing with them essentially.
Well, I guess he had no choice because we're not going to beat him. Like we're not going to beat him.
Well, if he did do that, like what does he have left?
That's nothing. Yeah, nothing. He's still a kid, so. Oh, Lakers up. Where will we? James Gunn. Yes. James Gunn. Last film for Marvel. He got the bag from DC. Starting off the new changes in DC, starting with the Blue Beetle. Probably looks like it'd be a good movie.
Blue Beetle looks good.
It got Uzi in the background and it has a hallway scene. So
Give me Uzi.
You only want to see it because of Uzi. That's the only reason you're seeing it.
Purely.
You do
yes.
not care about anything else.
Nope.
Now James Gunn.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Josh. Real quick, the best horror scene might be that scene in Daredevil when that nigga was in prison.
I don't count that as a hallway scene. That's the thing. I should count that as a one shot. I mean, it's not a hallway scene. A hallway scene is legit a hallway. So you got Daredevil, you got Guardians.
These were multiple hallways. That makes it more impressive.
Crazy.
Well, I tell you
that nigga was fighting through the whole prison.
He's not lying. I tell you what though. That was a fire scene in season 3. But I'll tell you what, though. I heard Extraction 2 is coming back, and Chris Hemsworth said, now I'm about to top all these niggas. And you watch Extraction 1, bro. Extraction 1 was going crazy in action.
I haven't seen it. I probably won't watch it.
So you haven't. Yeah, you never saw Extraction 1?
You never seen Extraction?
Oh, bro, traction goal. After the crazy, first 15 bro.
Minutes, bro, niggas just die.
Yeah, exactly. Watch Extraction.
It was
Watch Extraction.
Yeah.
It's on, I think it's still on Netflix. Watch it. That shit, dog.
First I'm not, I'm not
like, all right, but that shit is like,
and I'm not depressed.
They said, that's it. And they said Extraction 2. We said, we're going to make the greatest one shot action sequence ever. And I said, oh, damn. That's
it's kind of hard to beat John Wick, though. Like, that's.
That's what they're trying to beat. And because John Wick got nothing but one shot action sequences throughout the entire movie, especially in chapter 4.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen chapter 4 yet, but yeah.
Dog.
The Extraction was going crazy, bro. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I was like, this nigga's still getting up, bro.
Got shot, stabbed, everything.
Hit by a car.
That nigga with John Wick.
It's like, this nigga.
Like, nigga, don't die. You just get up. Don't miss. Don't miss. All hits. Wait, all hits, no deaths.
That's crazy. Oh,
literally. Oh, I can't say. I was about to say something that happened also in the beginning about a spoil Mo.
But.
You talking about that fight scene in the house with the rake and
no,
some shit?
No.
Oh, no, yeah.
That house scene was kind of crazy. Yeah. But what happened to a squad?
Oh, an Extraction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can talk about it. I don't think I'm really going to watch Extraction.
Bro, and then the house scene was crazy, bro. I said, bro. He ain't the nigga like that.
Hit that nigga with a rake. I said, fuck.
Bro, niggas was getting taken out. Yeah, and the same cop bull got beat the fuck up multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, audience, you haven't seen Extraction on Netflix, watch Extraction because that shit is crazy. Also, watch Night Agent as well because that's even good. That's very good.
Really? I keep seeing it pop up and I'm like, do I really want
to
watch this?
Night Agent is good. And I'm about to watch The Citadel on Amazon Prime, which I heard is like, that's by the Russo brothers. Cause I know the action. I'm about to go crazy on that one too.
I'm going to give my one recommendation as well for podcast. Watch Dave.
Is Dave over now? Is he the three over?
No. But no, it's not over. But I think I mentioned it last podcast, but like legit the music. And they could be dropping on there, bro.
He need to drop that, dog. He need to drop that. That shit. I started Shazam. I was trying to Shazam that shit. Like, yo, what is that? But
you can't because it's not released. I hate it.
I know. I checked Spinnerella. I checked everywhere for shit.
It's unreleased music, bro. It's not real.
Speaking of, did Shazam 2 come out?
Yeah, that shit was ass. That shit was super duper ass. That was Tupac's ass.
I didn't see that one or the first one. So
was it Megan good in that?
Oh yeah,
yes.
It couldn't been that. It couldn't be. It couldn't been that bad, right?
And Gal Gadot.
But all right, we don't get right.
It was Wonder Woman was in it at the end, but it wasn't enough. Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Megan good though.
It wasn't enough, guys.
I could give Shazam 2 a pass.
No, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Shazam 2 top 5. What is that? DC? That DC universe?
Yeah. Speaking of actually, but James, since we're on DC now, James Gunn is with DC. He signed a bag. Marvel got rid of him for some comments he made earlier, like a couple years ago. But he made some anti-gay comments way time ago. They popped up like they normally do now these days. Marvel got rid of him. DC signed him like for like a little contract for like a one movie deal or some shit like that. He did the Suicide Squad, which ended up becoming DC's best film since before the Batman came out. Arguably, actually, the Suicide Squad might still be DC's best film. But DC realizing, oh shit, this nigga got it. They was like, all right, fuck Zack Snyder, hire James Gunn. James Gunn was smart. Give me the keys to the kingdom, and I'll make your universe. James Gunn has now gotten the keys to the kingdom, and he's been promoting a lot of the shit that we were very suspect about. With the whole new change of direction with DC.
Wait. What's his first film?
For DC?
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad was the very first film he ever made for DC.
No. Well, what's the second, I guess?
I guess the one that he's been promoting, obviously, will be The Flash. Then it will go Blue Beetle. So after that, he's starting talks with the... I think they said the new Superman film will be starting direction, I think, early next year. They're going to start shooting on that. But he gave a whole rollout of what he wants to do, what his plan is, because it's going to be a mixture of TV and movies. So he's taking what Disney is doing, which is Gary, I think it's better. I think it just became too much for Disney because they had, they had, they was, it became too much versus DC where he has to start from the beginning now. He has to start from scratch. So I guess him starting with television and movies isn't a terrible idea. Because, but here's the thing with the TV. The TV is going to be, we have a Wonder Woman show, which is kind of like Game of Thrones-ish with the Amazon Island. So it's, I think it's going to be not just Wonder Woman, but all the Amazons, including her mother and all the shit like that. You got a Green Lantern True Detective type show, which I'm actually interested in because the Green Lanterns are space cops. So
that could work.
Those are the only two confirmed shows for movies. You got Superman. You got, which is going to also have Crypto the dog in it, that James Gunn confirmed.
They could do almost anything with Batman and it will work.
Actually, I just about to bring into that because Batman with Matt Reeves is a different universe. That would be its own separate shit. Yeah. Batman with James Gunn is going to be Batman with Damian Wayne as the Robin. So people are very psyched about that because that means we're getting Damian Wayne as a live action Robin.
And who's Damian Wayne?
He's the son of Batman.
Oh, I thought you meant an actor name. Okay, sorry.
No, he is the actual biological son of Batman.
Yeah, I got you.
My bad. There's another movie he said that's kind of like his Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's the version of, it's the DC version of the Guardians of the Galaxy, like some monster type shit. But the first phase, he said, is called Gods and Monsters. So we're going to see this. I think eventually this is going to build to obviously a dark side type, a climactic event.
Yeah.
But the DC enemies and bad guys and characters, I think, have always been better than Marvel. And just in terms of enemies, I think they've been better than Marvel. I think Marvel might have the better superheroes. DC has the better supervillains and better, like, events in terms of, like, Infinity War and shit like that. Like, you had the Infinite Crisis events. You have so much other shit that James
Darkseid.
Wait. Is he going to do Flashpoint Paradox with the Flash, or is he kind of just forgetting about everything that happened prior?
I think Flashpoint Paradox, since we're all going to go see the Flash movie, you might as well dive into a little bit of it. Flashpoint Paradox, I think, is basically what the Flash movie is. But it just, I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know who's going to be Reverse Flash. So, which is the, what the curious thing is that there's two Barry Allens in the movie. What if the theory is one Barry Allen turns into the Reverse Flash because he doesn't want the other Barry Allen to destroy his timeline?
Why don't they make Ezra Miller like?
We don't know Flash. We don't know the state of a lot of the former DC actors.
He's like, all, yeah, he's all
Ezra Miller. I think this might be Ezra Miller's last movie. We don't know Gal Gadot's situation with Wonder Woman. Henry Cavill is out for Superman. Ben Affleck is done with Batman after this film. So James Gunn is literally cleaning house. He's saying, yo, anything Zack Snyder related, get the fuck out. I'm bringing my people. It's kind of like Deion Sanders coming to Colorado.
I was about to say that too.
It's like, I'm bringing, like, yo, y'all can go hit the portal, go look for y'all new movies. I'm bringing my luggage. Yeah, and Dave Bautista might be one of those luggage because a lot of people are talking about Dave Bautista could possibly be a Bane character or he could play Lex Luthor. So,
no, I can see him as Bane.
I can see Bane as well, but the only reason he said he confirmed, like, I'm not going to do Bane because the physical toll on my body is going crazy. So,
yeah.
But Lex Luthor, I could definitely see. I think he could probably pull off a Lex Luthor.
Was Lex ever that big, though?
No. So he'll probably have to chime down on the weight. So that's the only thing.
I mean,
maybe. I don't know.
I feel like Lex had a decent build. He just, you know, wasn't physically.
He was. He was a physical fit dude. Like he ain't like Batman. Fit.
He's not gonna physically compete with Superman, but that wasn't his way of running things.
I think the Flash movie though is a flashpoint that just reset.
That's basically what it is. So, Blue Beetle might be like his first true film of the next era of DC. Which is interesting because you're banking on Blue Beetle, which I'm not saying is terrible, but usually, like, you want to make your first film.
Is there Spider-Man? I think that's really what it is. Spider-Man / Iron Man.
But that's a
combination.
That's a big gamble because Spider-Man is the biggest superhero of all time.
I was just about to say, Trayvon took the words right out of my fucking mouth. You could sell Spider-Man easily. Like, niggas didn't need to know who Miles Morales was to go see Spider-Man. You want to go see Spider-Man because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I think Blue Beetle could be this. It could be a Spider-Man-esque, you know, type of character for DC Cinematic Universe.
DC, it's, Blue Beetle's a known hero, but it's like, he ain't like top 10 favorite hero all time list. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, he not to me.
Yeah, he not top five for sure.
Like, Spider-Man is number one all time. Like, which actually I'm gonna transition a little bit soon too about the trilogies of Marvel. Are like, because I want to talk about that Guardians of the Galaxy
trilogy versus other trilogies, for sure. But couldn't you say the same thing with like Iron Man? Because Iron Man wasn't like the most popular, but then he became the most popular.
From the cinematic universe. That's true too.
Iron Man was Iron Man, but he definitely wasn't.
But you knew of Iron Man. You know of Iron Man.
Yeah, for sure. But it was definitely Spider Man, then like Hulk. Then, you know, you go down the line. I feel like Iron Man's not in that top five. It's like Captain America.
Oh, yeah. If you want to talk about top five Marvel heroes, Iron Man not even in the top 10, arguably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can argue, like, I feel like Captain America's in there. Then you want to talk about, like, Thor. You can as well. But Wolverine, then it's also, like, Fantastic Four niggas.
X-Men, Deadpool.
Fantastic Four, exactly. So, like, Iron Man wasn't that popular. Yeah, like in terms of just like popularity, like Iron Man before the movies was not that popular of a superhero in comparison. Like you would think, and I'm not saying he is as popular as Blue Beetle was, but like I can see Blue Beetle essentially being the same thing where like he's definitely not the most popular superhero right now, but I think they could do something.
I will argue more with this. Only thing, Blue Beetle didn't have his own TV show. He was always a guest on other TV shows. Mainly Batman TV shows, he was only a guest on it, and then he became popular like on Young Justice and shit like that. Saying because Sam watched that, but Iron Man had his own show. There was an Iron Man TV show that people used to watch like in the 90s
and for sure. But I think Blue Beetle could be a start of something special for the DC universe if they have the whole James Gunn. Takeover. It is.
It's interesting because you start your takeover or you start your new cinematic universe with an established hero. Like Iron Man was an established hero. No matter how you slice it, he was established. Blue Beetle has been popular for maybe half a decade. I want to say 5 years. He's been popular
more so because of Young Justice.
Like he became popular on that, and it was like, oh shit! And then he was in Injustice 2 in the video game, and it just started to take off after that. But it's like even still with the comics, he cool.
I think it's also just different starting off with a major character, a major hero versus like a character that's not really well known and building them up, and also just like. I feel like Blue Beetle would relate more to the people watching.
The teenagers.
Yeah, the movies now versus Iron. I don't know, like just with current times and everything, I feel like it will relate more to people.
No, I could definitely see that.
Well, Iron Man was relatable because he was just human. Not that, you know, he was rich. Like you didn't relate to the rich part, you related to he was human versus like the Hulk. Like that's, you know.
Blue Beetle is also Hispanic. So
I saw George Lopez in a trailer, so what I want to talk about, I want to bring up something Sam said about using Blue Beetle. Do you think, because I had a conversation about this with Marvin from Secret Table Talk, shout out Mari, about using, especially now with Miles coming back with his new movie and even the game, Spider-Man 2 game coming out later this fall. Do you think that DC missed the opportunity, knowing how hot Miles has been, to possibly establish a black superhero like maybe Static Shock?
It's still
or just Martian Manhunter. That would be
Martian Manhunter is black. He can shapeshift, but he basically shapeshifts into a black guy. Not
yeah, that's an easy.
Or even the Black Green Lantern. Like there are a lot of black superheroes in DC that
Can you imagine being a shapeshifter and be like, yeah, I'm gonna be a nigga.
That's why I love Martian Manhunter. He always shapes to a nigga most of the time. Like
that nigga be a white guy and go to a bank and get a crazy big loan. But he's like, let me be a nigga. I want to make life a little hard.
Like I feel like
you want a challenge.
That's crazy. I feel like it's a missed opportunity. He wants a challenge.
He'd be better off walking around looking like Piccolo. Wow.
I mean, they still can make a Static Shock movie. And a Miles live action.
I think they will make a Static Shock type of film, even if it's a show. Even DC starts to take like the show route. I think you have to make a Static Shock They capitalized
because, like on the teenage black superhero.
Yeah,
Miles they capitalized on fire for the last 4 years.
Yeah, and DC doesn't really have that. Like they had like Cyborg, but that shit like
they don't use him. They don't use him.
And nigga, I know that nigga. He went to my high school.
Me too. he thought about buying my house. Shit.
Wait, for real.
We thought about selling our house, and you know, Cyborg and the nigga brought his mom over, and he was there. We ended up talking all that.
Did you tell him that like they gotta do more with Cyborg because he kind of tried?
I wanted to. I also wanted to throw my like,
but like,
be like your sidekick because you know I got like a bionic arm and shit like that. So
okay.
Anyway, Cyborg was cool in Teen Titans, but like
that's the only thing Cyborg's been cool in.
Yeah, he had the whip too. Yeah.
Oh, yo, he had that Chevy, like,
yeah, bro, he was whipping it.
Yeah, dog. But Cyborg has, and the Black Green Lantern has been another one, like, it's, even though he's got like
an anime. I feel like that's too soon.
Yeah.
A Black Green Lantern?
It's too soon.
I feel like a Black Green Lantern doesn't really hit as much because there's
Why doesn't it hit?
There's not, because in my opinion, there's not really a culture to it, you know?
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds, it just like Status Shock. I feel like comes with culture as well.
No, yeah, oh, definitely
comes the Black Green Lantern.
Like a groovy ass nigga. You know, the nigga got electric based powers.
Static is Miles of the DC universe. He's got style.
Yeah,
got
exactly.
Swag.
He's got
charm. He's got that swagger to him. Like
the Black
even Green as Lantern, a superhero, he's like he's got swagger.
But the Black Green Lantern, he's just a nigga in a green suit.
With exactly. The most powerful weapon. Ring.
Wait, yeah, but the thing that's the most a black ring. Man with the most powerful weapon in the universe, I feel like it's a story. You just gotta be able to push it there.
But also he's not really Hal Jordan is really known being the Green Lantern, you know?
That's true too. It's always Hal Jordan.
So I'm saying, like let Green Lantern. I'm sorry, but let the white man go first and then
make that nigga Indian, man. Like who cares? Like I don't care.
I think they have an Indian Green Lantern.
Regardless, I'm not pressed about him being black, but I think that if you're the DC like cinematic universe, you're trying to capitalize on like the current state of things and Marvel, relatively Marvel, at least this last stage being kind of mid at that point.
Garbage.
You can capitalize on that by starting the Blue Beetle, which gives you a certain audience there. Getting the Status Shots involved, certain audience, and then you bring in your big hitters as well, you can make something happen.
I tell you what, you bring back Static Shock as a movie or a TV show, and you get my nigga from Stranger Things to play him, I'm there.
And honestly, bro, I feel like we don't even need like a Superman movie, which I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but like, we don't like everybody knows Superman. Enough where like you know what the nigga okay he from Krypton okay yeah oh, he really strong.
Can I cut you off real quick?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And he allergic to green emeralds. Okay. Like everybody like you know he works at the newspaper. Like everybody know the nigga's story.
I'm not done.
Okay. And I think with Superman, what you can do, you can literally just like bring him into like a film, almost just like 5 minutes until just like have him out there like.
But there's a plot hole in your thing, and I can tell you it's the same thing. You could do the same thing with Batman. You don't
need to
do a Batman film.
No,
I mean, you can, but I feel like Batman, and maybe this is just bias, but I think Batman has a character that has more layers.
Yeah,
than what a Superman can bring, because the whole thing with Superman is that if he is the strongest creature ever, it's kind of like One Punch Man. You know,
Saitama. Yeah.
It's One Punch Man. If One Punch Man was a serious anime, the thing with One Punch Man is that it's relatively not, and they make fun of the fact that the nigga is so strong. But like Superman, like his challenge,
main character, not even the main character. It's all the other characters of the show that's important.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You kind of make it like when Blue Beetle is, you know, the Gino. What's the nigga? Gino? Is it Gino? From One Punch Man.
Genos.
You make a Blue Beetle character that type of character, and you know, this I think having Superman be like the center is just like we've seen what happens with that, and it's just like kind of hard. I just don't think we need another Superman movie. Like we don't need another Superman movie. It's a take.
It's an interesting take. I mean, Man of Steel was a dope film to me. It's probably
Man of Steel. Man of Steel was dope.
Film.
Absolutely, but I think part of it why it was dope was because he was facing niggas that was from his race. That and they were also versus, problems.
Versus somebody, like, say, if he took on, like, a Metallo, would have been good still.
I don't know who that is, but regardless.
I don't know either.
Oh, my God, y'all niggas are so uncultured. Metallo is basically a Terminator with a kryptonite heart, so he kind of is the weakness of Superman.
Do I know? I guess. Like, yeah, like
Metal Superman, robot Superman with does a green heart, Trayvon.
Superman does have a weakness, yes, for sure. I just think that he's one of those characters where, like, he's been, like, created to just be too strong, where there isn't much to flesh out him in, like, certain conflict. Well, like, yeah, he can still have internal conflict and stuff, but, like,
I think that's the conflict. The story of Superman is the internal conflict of I have all this power, but I can't fully use it, and I can't intervene all the time.
Yeah, but we can see that with others. Like, we see it with Spider-Man.
It's different. It's different. It's different with Spider-Man because Spider-Man can't travel over to Iraq and do whatever. Spider-Man's main operation is only New York City, bro, versus Superman, where I can hear what's going on over there. I can see what's going on over there. I got the power to go over there, stop it, but if I do, I'm going to be out of line. Like, Superman's story, basically, I have to follow the political red tape, and I don't want to.
Interesting.
So you're saying Homelander?
It's, yes, but without all the murder and orgies.
That's crazy.
Well, it's not, he's not Homelander because he's not doing it, but I hear what you're saying, yeah.
He was sucking on, like, never mind.
Do you, not doing it. Did you play Injustice?
I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon.
I can't. I'm not. Forget it. I don't even
that milk. That milk probably went crazy. Go ahead.
Oh my god. Point is, niggas are trying to shoot down on the Zach. Oh, not on the Zach. Niggas want to shoot down the James Gunn verse before it even gets started. No, I don't like that glare in my glasses. Damn, it's too dark. Never mind. Fuck it. But niggas are trying to shoot down the James Gunn verse before it even gets started because they want to ride in the dicks of Zack Snyder. But I want to say it right now for this podcast, the Zack Snyder verse was not going to be good, y'all. It was not. The more I hear about this shit, it seemed like this shit was about to be Tupac's ass.
Bro. Because
when I found out that he killed off Dick Grayson, I said, oh, yeah, nah, this shit was going to be ass, bro.
Wait, what?
Yes.
He killed off Nightwing?
Yes. The Robin suit in the Batman versus Superman film, we all thought was Jason Todd? No. That was Nightwing. He confirmed it. That was Dick Grayson. And I'm like, dog, you killed off Dick Grayson?
We spoke on
this shit was gonna be ass, brother. Like, why the fuck would I watch? Like, there's so many plot holes in the Zack Snyder for it. It's not even funny. Like, one, the nigga living in a condo, where the fuck is Wayne Mansion? Why is it burnt down to the ground? Are we not gonna answer these questions?
That nigga broke.
Anyway, didn't they just burn it down though?
No, and if you watch Batman versus Superman, that shit was burnt down anyway. He was just living in his own little house somewhere else, and the mansion was burnt to the ground. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I didn't watch none of those films. Y'all try to
convince me. I mean, me and Mo saw Batman versus Superman. No, did we see Batman versus Superman, Mo?
I think I've seen it, but I don't know if I've seen it together.
We saw Justice League anyway. You're talking about the uncut version of Justice League. Yeah, I'm talking about the regular cut version of Justice League.
Don't matter. I'm not
that shit that. Was garbage.
That shit was garbage. But then again, that's because Zack Snyder had to leave midway through, I think. I don't know. That movie was halfway done. So then they got the dude who did the Avengers film to come do it too. So, and you could tell it was a lot of changes. So, but something happened during that filming, like personal, like with a baby.
Yeah, it was like his daughter died or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was his daughter has passed away. So, and that kind of made him leave like filming for a long time. And fans started asking for the Snyder Cut to be released because this is what the version they want to see. Anyway, I want to move on from the DC, go back to the
Guardians. But also the movie was bad. Just, they didn't mention Darkseid, I think, only one time or like no time or something like that too.
You're talking about in the theatrical version?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't mention Darkseid at all. They only mentioned him one time. That was it. And is that in the Snyder in the uncut version? They see that nigga. I said, this is what we wanted from the beginning. But neither here or there. I want to go back to the Guardians.
So to wrap up, because I'm tired.
I'm about to ask the last question. So Guardians of Galaxy trilogy is officially done. If your niggas stop cutting me off, Guardians of Galaxy trilogy is officially done. Now, where does this rank among best Marvel trilogy? No, not actually, no, I'm not. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say it. Best Marvel trilogy. So I'll give you a list of Marvel trilogies. You got Captain America 1, 2, 3. You got Iron Man 1, 2, 3. You got Avengers 1, 2, 3, which in that and 3 would be Infinity War.
Avengers is up there.
Hang on. You got MCU Spider-Man 1, 2, 3. And then you got Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 1, 2, 3.
That's not.
I'm not saying 1, 2, 3 over and over. I don't know.
Tobey Maguire is not. Is he canon?
I'm not counting that one.
You can't really count that one. I can't count Tobey Maguire. Fuck. Nah. Sorry, I wanted Spider-Man 2. That's Spider-Man 2.
And you got Thor 1, 2, 3.
Four. Thor's not in the conversation.
Hang on. Thor Dark World, and Thor, what was it? Ragnarok?
Don't do this.
It's not. But Thor Ragnarok was heat, though.
It was. Yeah, Ragnarok was.
That's it.
Actually, I did like Dark World. I know a lot of people hated it, but I actually like Dark World. I'm not gonna lie.
So if you compare Guardians of the Galaxy 1, 2, 3 to Thor 1, 2, 3, it's still Guardians of the Galaxy will win.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy probably is gonna win. But my thing is, if I'm ranking Guardians of the Galaxy in terms of movie, is 1 better than 3? Because I feel like maybe it is. But I don't know.
Wait, Guardians of the Galaxy 1?
Yeah, is that over Guardians of the Galaxy? No. Because one was a banger.
They all been bangers, honestly. But three is just above everything else now. Because the thing about three is not just forget just the story itself. Three action was great. Three, the soundtrack of 3 was great.
Yeah.
Like niggas, I went to go fucking download some of these songs on Spotify.
The soundtrack was fire. Like immediately everything was a hit. And I recognized most of those songs.
Me too.
I grew up listening to all types of music, so I recognize that.
Since I work at the radio station, I've been listening to more rock songs. Like even 2 soundtrack was good. So it's like the soundtrack elevates with each movie. So
yeah, I gotta give them credit. They had the music on point.
They go in their bag, bro, for them rituals classics. But I think Guardians of the Galaxy is truly the best trilogy in Marvel.
Don't say best because
why is not the best? Why can I say best?
Because Avengers exists. What are we saying?
Avengers 1, Avengers 2, and Avengers 3. So you got Age of Ultron. Yeah, 1, Age of Ultron, and Infinity War. Obviously, Infinity War is on its own level.
Yeah.
But Age of Ultron.
I enjoy Age of Ultron.
I like Age of Ultron.
I'll take it over Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You take Age of Ultron over Volume 2.
I would. Yes.
Are you assuming Volume 2 to be the best volume? Because I don't remember case.
It was the best volume until I saw 3. 3 is, like, I want to clarify. 3 is the best volume of Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's 2 best. What happened in 2? I'm confused.
He met his dad.
2
Ego?
And Yondu died in 2, which was also a great scene, too.
I think 1 is better.
It is.
I don't how I see y'all see that, but okay.
I think
rewatch both of them too. I rewatch them, but I get more from 2 than 1. And I don't get me wrong, I like 1. I do like 1. 1 is a great film, but I think 2 is better than 2.
I don't know. And I agree with that.
To me, because it's probably because of the soundtrack again and the scene, so many great scenes. Like it also told the story of Yondu. We learn more about Peter's adopted father and see this shit.
I think for me it's 3, 1, and 2, but that's just me.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. But so what else I say? Spider-Man, MCU Spider-Man trilogy, which I also think is a great trilogy. I'm not gonna hold you.
I don't think it's
What is y'all beef with it's gotta be about Zendaya. It's gotta be. Y'all hating on Tom Holland.
There's for some reason we're just hating, I guess. Like I don't know.
I just don't really remember.
You don't remember Far From Home?
Far From Home was not that good. It was cool.
Is Far From Home the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It was cool.
You didn't like Homecoming?
Is that the first one or the last one?
That was the first one, Vulture.
The first one. The first one was good. I like
the first one was good. Yeah, the first one was good.
What was the second one?
The second one was Mysterio. which I also thought was cool because it really showed light on the spider sensibility, which it really hasn't done.
Well, at the end.
Yeah, that last scene was kind of dope, bro. My nigga was running up walls and shit, blocking machine guns. And then you got No Way Home, but again, you can so-called what you want. Nostalgia is the ultimate drug. It sells. It's still a great film, and it broke Bach off his records.
It is.
But that don't mean nothing in my personal ranking, so I could care less.
To me, it does on how I rank it. It not nostalgia, but like it sells matter. Like you got all these niggas back from the original Spider-Man film that didn't want to come back. They all knocked it out of the park. Willem Dafoe beat the shit out of Spider-Man in that hallway in the hotel. Spine busted that nigga and killed Aunt May.
I think Spider-Man trilogy is close.
Exactly. Because then you got the Captain America trilogy.
So,
which
I don't know.
Winter Soldier went crazy.
One wasn't good, but two
and three is like, yeah, that's where it's at to be. It's two.
Two,
and
yeah, two is fantastic. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, that's your favorite Marvel film.
It might still be. I'm not gonna lie. It legit might still be my favorite.
It's Infinity War to me. Nothing can't beat Infinity War, which is unfair to everything else. Which I might have to move Infinity War up to a different level and just make a new one. But because it's unfair. It's really unfair to compare everything to Infinity War. What can top Infinity War? Honestly,
it's not a lot out there. I don't know. There's
really, nothing. No. Not even superhero films can barely beat Infinity War.
It was a different take on everything because up until then everybody won, the heroes won, but then they just lost and nobody knew what to do.
I don't even give a fuck about that. I just remember Thanos being a menace and beating the shit out of everybody.
Winter Soldier up there, that's all I'm gonna say.
You know, it is up there. And I remember Thanos pulling up a moderate moment and throwing a meteor at the whole planet at Iron Man, bro. They can say no way.
He remembered that 5 years later. Like, yo, they threw a planet at me. He threw a whole planet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What he else also beat the Hulk up with hands.
Yo, he ruined the Hulk, bro. He ruined the Hulk. We never seen Hulk ever again ever since. He ruined the Hulk. That's crazy. But nah, so what else?
Yeah, the nigga performance anxiety.
That's crazy. What other Marvel trilogies up there? Am I missing a Marvel trilogy?
I don't know, but I'm down to go back to Guardians of the Galaxy and wrap this up.
All right. So, any final thoughts on Guardians of the Galaxy? Because
it was good.
All in all, I'm gonna say it was an absolute banger. I'm sure there's like some stuff we didn't really talk about, but I'm glad I touched on like the Rocket and Gamora stuff and seeing Rocket kind of like how he grew up and like all that stuff, and then him like also like it's kind of ironically it like humanized him. Even though he's a raccoon, it humanized him and it like showed like more layers to his character and stuff. I will say probably my favorite part of Guardians of the Galaxy was probably Drax. I'm not gonna lie to you. That nigga's special. That's all I'm gonna say.
That nigga's stupid, bro.
So, and shout out Dave Bautista that played his ass off in that. So
he always plays his ass off in any role he gets, bro. Any role.
Shout out when the five colors. Up top in harmony, that was fire.
Yo, I'm mad that you didn't tell me that joke in here because you're probably right. I would have lost my shit.
That's an inside joke.
That's a low blow.
That's an inside joke.
That is an inside joke, but let's laugh my ass off.
Let's give our ratings so we can head on out of here, man.
10 out of 10.
I
enjoyed it from start to finish.
No misses. I think it was outstanding, and I'll probably give it a 9.5, maybe 10. But I think 10 out of 10 just hard for me to give it at this point. But it was like outstanding.
Why is it hard? Tell me why is it hard to give you a 10 out of 10?
Because I feel like 10 out of 10 is like Infinity War, you know.
Not everything can be like at some.
I know. And I'm saying.
You want to keep it a buck? Infinity War was 100 out of 10. That's the thing. But
that's fine.
That is a fair rating for this film. To me, that is it's a 10 out of 10. It's a top five Marvel film.
Yo, I'm giving it a 9.5, but it's definitely top two of the new gen. Of not new gen, sorry. Of the phase, of the latest phase.
It's legit top one.
It might be top one. Shang-Chi's up there for me as well. I enjoyed it way too much.
But. And I like Shang-Chi too, but it can't be Guardians of the Galaxy, bro.
Maybe we should do a Marvel draft.
Or just a ranking. Marvel draft or ranking. Well, we already did a Marvel ranking, I think, didn't we?
No, I'm down to do a Marvel draft, but whoever get Infinity War might win that motherfucker. So
we might have to ban
Infinity War. We got to ban Infinity War and Endgame.
Is Infinity War the Steve? Is Infinity War to Steve?
Yes.
Infinity War. Infinity War is Exodia, bro. You can't use it. It's gone. It's gone.
That shit, Unicron.
Unicron's crazy. Unicron. I'm actually excited for that movie because of Unicron. That's the thing. Like,
I feel like they've been teasing Unicron for like 10 years now, bro. Like, come on now.
No. Michael Bay ruined Unicron. So this is the OG Unicron look.
What are we talking about?
Unicron is Transformers. Sorry.
Unicron is like the most evil feared creature in all of Transformer universe. Even Megatron don't want to fuck with that nigga. And he's trying to stay away from that nigga.
That's so crazy.
He's Galactus. He eats planets. He's Galactus.
Anyway, moving on. I'm giving Guardians of the Galaxy, I give it a 9.5. It could probably be a 10. The villain was fire.
Yep.
That story with Rocket was fire. Action sequences were fire.
Yep.
I enjoyed the writing in terms of comedy as well.
Yep.
And I was worried to get like a little like iffy with this one because I feel like it's hard to like repeat.
Everything flows but naturally.
They found it and they rocked with it. And I was like, damn, this shit is good. I'm not gonna lie to you. And the dynamics that the characters kind of have with each other, like Drax and Mantis and then like Peter and Gamora and like all Nebula. That stuff kind of happening. Yeah. Of like coming to, it was a different chemistry, but the chemistry was still strong, you know. And it was just a really, really good film. I enjoyed it like completely all the way. I'm not gonna lie. So I 9.5. I could give it a 10 maybe as well, but 9.5 for me.
I think I might have to actually give it a 10. Because I was thinking about it, like this is a movie that I could rewatch and enjoy and like see little details that I missed before.
That's fair.
I can't justify, like, I want to give it a 9.5 just because, like, there were some parts I was like, yeah, this is cool. But, like, I just can't justify it in my head to just have it step down. So
That's fair.
I'll just give it a 10.
I'm not going to lie. I do appreciate them pretty much allowing Drax to be, like, a father again. I think that was a smaller detail that.
That's something I really enjoyed. That hit home for me. I mean, that's something that, you know, eventually I get here. He's always been the destroyer. He's been the powerhouse of the Guardians. But at some point, and I think Drax the father, whatever you want to call it. But that was the perfect way to end the character of Drax the Destroyer to make him a father. So yeah. I really enjoyed it. And James Gunn was really in his bag. And people say this about James Gunn, that he writes the stupidest comedy. I'm like, yo, his comedy be on point. And he writes a lot of...
Thor, Love and Thunder, that shit was garbage.
Yeah, that shit was garbage. But the heartfelt moments for James Gunn has always been on point. Like, go back and watch The Suicide Squad too, y'all. Like, go back and watch it. It's on HBO Max. It's really a great film. It's like, dog, you can see this is a James Gunn film.
It was cool. I wouldn't say great.
You didn't like The Suicide Squad.
It was cool. It wasn't great.
Did you like it better than the first one? The first one. You don't even remember the first one. That's how I know.
Yeah.
Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
And they both got Margot Robbie. The first one had Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
Is it Jared Leto? That's how you say it?
Yeah. Okay. It was cool. I don't know. I wasn't like memorable.
Yeah.
Lakers up. Are they going into the halftime? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lakers up 10.
I'm going to get my final ranking so we can head out of here. Yeah. I said 9.5. It was a good joint.
All right.
That's it.
That's all we're going. That's all we're doing. All
right.
All right. That will be it for the Afro Anime. You can catch us next week for a brand new episode. We don't know what the hell we're going to talk about yet. Probably some anime since we haven't talked about
maybe Demon Slayer.
Yeah, when is Demon Slayer about to end? Like their season?
No, on 6, right?
They on 6. I think it's supposed to be like 11 episodes. I think I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll definitely talk about it. But if the audience has something we want to talk about, we'd be down to as well.
Yes, audience, please DM us, IG, Twitter, comment on Spotify. It is not hard to leave a comment, y'all. Like, it's not hard. But most importantly, leave that like and subscribe. Hit that like and subscribe button because we want to get them likes up and we get them subscribers up. Definitely them subscribers more than anything. Okay. But this is RTJ, Trey, Mo, Sam Savage. We headed out. Any final words, guys?
Nope. See ya.
Nothing over here. That for enemy out.